Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube says government is importing about 100,000 tons of grain, up from 80,000 tons in June, in a bid to meet the country's food requirements. But critics say the government's efforts at mitigation fall far short of the country's needs, with the economy teetering on the brink of collapse complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic and drought causing crop failure. The picture in both rural and urban areas is bleak, as government departments such as social welfare are inundated and overwhelmed by needy citizens. The World Food Programme says it's scaling up to help 4.5 million people with crisis or emergency hunger by early next year, but faces a US $250 million shortfall. WFP's regional director Gerard Beck speaks on the worsening situation.
Zimbabwe's hunger crisis is already severe, and it's getting worse. The World Food Programme projections indicate that the number of food insecure Zimbabweans will continue rising over the coming months and reach 8.6 million people, that's 60% of the population, by the end of the year. The causes of the hunger crisis are years of drought and a deep and wide economic recession.
Beck says the situation is compounded by COVID-19, with the socio-economic impact set to outweigh and outlast the health effects.
We've already got massive joblessness in urban areas of Zimbabwe because of lockdown restrictions. And in rural areas, we have tens of thousands of now unemployed migrant workers returning to their villages, no longer able to support their families with remittances, generating a sort of double burden for those families.
Buto Ncube, a teacher from Bulilima, population 30,000, confirms that rural areas are feeling the bite of hunger and foreign remittances are no longer as forthcoming as they once were, as family members working outside the country deal with COVID-19's impact there.
The situation in Bulilima, in Madlambus there, is worse. It is very terrible. It is unbearable, because you're going to realize that usually that area, really, most of the people there are based in South Africa. So because of the lockdowns, they are failing to send anything at home. And also the rains were not reliable this past the season. So really the people are starving that side. They are experiencing severe food shortages. The hardest hit families are those widowed people, that is the single mothers, the single fathers, as well as the elderly, most and even child-headed families who do not have anybody.
Ncube says whereas the social welfare department would occasionally intervene, the distribution appears to have been done on a partisan basis in Bulilima, with opposition sympathizers left out.
It ended in somewhere in March there when the lockdown started. So you're going to realize also that sometimes it was the clandestine, the distribution. You're well known to be an MDC supporter, you could not get that maize or the millet.
Rural farmers in Ncube's area have also lost livestock, which have been shot as they cross into neighboring Botswana in search of water and pasture. He says Botswana is trying to curb the spread of foot and mouth disease. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube says just over 40,000 hectares were put under wheat, half the projected target. The shortfall will have to be imported, which means using scant foreign exchange. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo.